And there are school districts in our state where the majority of the school is in the bottom 5 and 10% of the state, and yet they are fully accredited. For example, Ferguson and St. Louis, where 50% of the schools are in the bottom of the state, but receive an APR score of 92% and are fully accredited. I think that if even one school in a district is in the bottom 5% of schools statewide, that the district should not be fully accredited, let alone if 50% of the schools are in that position.